Have you ever been so thirsty that your tongue felt like sandpaper? When was the last time you were so thirsty you could hardly stand it? Perhaps after exercising or playing a good game of basketball. Maybe after mowing the lawn last summer. You remember when the temperature was 95 degrees with 75% humidity. Or after eating something muy picante of Mexican food, or eating the fish at the Knights of Columbus fish fry on Friday, that not even a gallon of water will quench your thirst. If you have a vivid memory of thirst, then you know how thirsty the Samaritan woman was when she came to draw water at Jacob's well at high noon. High noon. Very important line. The heat of the day, when her thirst was the greatest. And there at the well, she has the best encounter of her life. She's not expecting to find anyone there at the heat of the day, but there she finds Jesus, the wellspring of eternal life. Jesus says, everyone who drinks this water from this well will be thirsty again. Isn't that the case? If we drink natural water, sure enough, we'll be thirsty again. The water from Jacob's well won't quench her thirst forever. She has to keep coming back to the well every day to draw water. Jesus says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. Jesus is slowly moving from talking about natural thirst to supernatural thirst. But the Samaritan woman thinks Jesus is still talking about natural thirst. So she says to Jesus, sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. But you can just sense in her words that there is a deeper spiritual thirst in her soul. If you want proof of how thirsty the Samaritan is, Jesus points out to her that she has had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. Five husbands. That's a lot. That's because she's thirsty. She's thirsty for love, thirsty for happiness, thirsty for acceptance, thirsty for security. Yet when she starts drinking from the spring of eternal life, she doesn't need her water jar anymore. She left her water jar at the well. She forgot about her natural thirst because she had satisfied her supernatural thirst with the living water from Jesus. Just as the apostles left their nets by the side of the sea, so the woman leaves her water jar by the side of the well. And all the water in Jacob's well could not satisfy her supernatural thirst for Jesus. In her soul, her thirst, her natural thirst, is a sign of her deeper supernatural thirst for Jesus. The only thing that completely satisfies all of our thirsts, all of our wants and desires is Jesus. We are thirsty for the Lord, for that supernatural water. Our soul is like sandpaper until it is quenched by the Lord. We cry out with Psalm 42, verse 3, my soul is thirsting for the living God. We cry out with Psalm 63, verse 2, O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. Oh yes, we are so thirsty for Jesus. And yet here's the twist. Our thirst for Jesus is nothing. Just a drop in the bucket compared to his thirst for us. He is thirsting for us first. He got to the well first. He asked the Samaritan woman to satisfy his thirst. Jesus comes to the well thirsty and says to the Samaritan woman, "Give me a drink." St. Augustine asked, "Why? Why did our Lord ask her for a drink when she came at the heat of the day?" Well, obviously, St. Augustine says, well, obviously, the Lord was thirsty for the trust of that woman. The special preface for today's Mass echoes St. Augustine's thought. So ardently did Christ thirst for her faith. The Lord was thirsting for her conversion. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains this so beautifully when it says, it is Jesus who first seeks us and asks us for a drink. Jesus thirsts. His asking arises from the depths of God's desire for us. God thirsts so that we may thirst for him. Commentating on this passage in St. John's Gospel, St. Thomas Aquinas, whose feast day was yesterday, says he thirsted for the salvation of man on account of his love. Accordingly, while hanging on the cross, he cried out, "I thirst." Thirsting for the salvation of man on account of his love. While hanging on the cross, Jesus only spoke 7 times. And only St. John, who remained with Jesus on Mount Calvary, tells us what Jesus said while he was hanging on the cross. "I thirst." In every chapel of the Missionaries of Charity, you know, our beloved St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta's sisters, in every chapel of the Missionaries of Charity, to the left of the crucifix, written on the wall are the words in English under the horizontal beam of the cross, "I thirst." He is thirsting for our salvation. Jesus is thirsty for the love of the Samaritan woman. Our Lord wants her to give up her love for her 5 husbands and instead love him with her whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do you believe that Jesus is thirsting for you? Do you believe that Jesus is thirsting for you? The Lord comes to the well of our soul, thirsting for our faith, thirsting for our love. He so desires that we believe in him, that we love him. He calls each of us by name, Peter, Paul, Mary, Anne, and he says, "Give me a drink." Will you satisfy the Lord's thirst today?